Lesson 9. The sky's the limit. For as long as people have watched birds soar far above the earth, they have dreamed of being able to fly. The Montgolfier brothers of France, Jacques and Joseph, thought of a way this might be possible. In 1782, after observing smoke and hot air rising from a fire, they made a small cloth balloon, filled it with hot air, and watched it rise 70 feet. Hot air is less dense than cold air, and so is lighter. The warmer, lighter air inside the balloon caused it to rise. The next year, they built a balloon with a diameter of 35 feet. They filled it with hot air by burning wool and straw on an iron grate that rested in a large basket suspended beneath the balloon. After this rose successfully, they built another one, which was even bigger. In September 1783, before a large crowd, which included the French royal family, the Montgolfier brothers placed a sheep, a duck, and a rooster in the balloon's basket and released it. The balloon ascended to a height of 1,500 feet and stayed in the air for 8 minutes. A hot air balloon rises because it is lighter than the air around it, but the idea that something heavier than air could ever get off the ground seemed absurd to most people. Not everyone thought so, however. By the late 1800s, after the invention of the steam engine and later on, the much lighter gasoline engine, the first airplanes were being made. Some of these had movable wings to mimic the flapping of birds' wings, but they were too unwieldy to fly. Some were powered by steam engines, which made them so heavy they couldn't get off the ground. But when the airplane's frame was made lighter, the plane became flimsy. Because of this problem, many early flights terminated in a crash. Some people believed that to fly in those days was almost a heroic act. It took another pair of brothers, Orville and Wilbur Wright, to figure out how to build a machine that could stay up in the air. The Wright brothers made and repaired bicycles for a living at their shop in Dayton, Ohio. Like many other people at the time, the idea of flying fascinated them. After experimenting with kites and gliders, they built a plane with rigid wings that was powered by a small gasoline engine. This was much lighter than a steam engine. December 17, 1903 is a significant date in the history of flying. On that day at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, the Wright brothers demonstrated that a heavier-than-air machine could successfully fly. Just a handful of spectators watched as the plane, with Orville Wright at the controls, began to lumber across the grassy field. They cheered as they saw the plane lift off the ground and stay in the air for 12 seconds before landing about 120 feet away. That afternoon, the Wright brothers made three more flights. The longest, lasting 59 seconds, covered 852 feet. They had accomplished their goal and made it possible for humans to fulfill their dreams of flight. 100 years later, an exact copy of the Wright brothers' plane was built. To celebrate the 100th birthday of their achievement, it was supposed to make a flight at Kitty Hawk on December 17, 2003. It looked just like the Wright brothers' plane, but sadly it failed to get off the ground. You can see the airplane the Wright brothers built at the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C.